I just cannot believe that you're even here on time. This is just...
Well, I mean, there were the all capital text messages.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking. We've talked about this. I already shorted us two episodes for the season. So really, because I'm going to Giants games. Don't judge me, Nicholas. I know you're an A's fan.
It's okay. It's okay. Oh my goodness. Sweeties and Swoons, welcome to the last episode of season 4. Of Nick and Mo, the alumni show.
I was totally going to say the other title of the show that we had previously.
Yes, or,
but that's failing.
Or what's the tea with Nikki P?
Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We went on a hiatus again. Yes, Laura, last week.
Hey, that's okay.
It's okay.
You know what? Because we're volunteers. We don't even go to this school anymore. We're doing this on our own time.
Hey.
I'm just saying that this is a gift that we have given back to the Dominican community.
Yes.
Just us talking about our lives for from 7 o'clock to whenever we're hungry. Which is the same case tonight.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe you'll call in. If you decide to call in, our station number is area code 415-482-3587. Again, that's 415-482-3587. Yeah, let me tell you something. I decided to be green and reduce somewhat of my little, hobbit feet minus the hair carbon footprint.
Okay.
And I ran from my house. I live right behind Dominican.
Yes.
I ran. And
girl.
Don't get excited. It's all mostly downhill. But it's still running.
Girl.
And it took me about 3 to 4 minutes and it was funny because I didn't run into the building. I ran up to the Angelico Hall doors and I touched it and did this whole,
Okay.
I was in mid-story.
Oh my goodness. You were on the air with What's the Tea with Nikki P? Oh my goodness. Nick and Mo, the alumni show on Radio Not Dominican.
Wrong show.
Who are we speaking with?
Well, it's a long distance phone call.
Oh my god.
Then my story can wait because it's Mariah Tucker.
Hello. Hello.
Sorry to interrupt your carbon footprint, but I had to call because it's your last show and I haven't missed a last show in studio ever.
Aww. Oh no, not ever.
So sad.
Can we ever even do it like a special show during the summer or is that against?
That is in our cards. I'm sure we could.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Hello, we're both locals. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I just ran from campus. I mean, behind campus.
Hello, you just ran into studio.
Oh, so.
And what was this I heard about you being early?
Yes. I mean, the world must be ending because Mo was here about 10 minutes early this week. Oh, my God.
And it only took a whole entire season to get 10 minutes early. And ironically, without a car. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. When she told me that she was going to be running / walking to campus, I was like, girl, you want me to come get you?
And I will do this. And instead of walking, I ran. And the funny thing is, when I got into Angelico Hall, so I'm awkwardly with a water bottle. I scaled down all of my keys to my house key and my Yoda keychain and my rape whistle. I really shouldn't say it like that, but it is.
It's true.
And my clunky cell phone. And I was trying to open the studio doors and everything just fell out of my hand. So it literally sounded like I fell.
It did. And I was like, ooh, girl, are you okay?
Did you fall? I walked in studio and he was like, did you fall? And I was like, no, I dropped my water bottle. And I literally held my water bottle. And just, I didn't do that. I didn't do what
nothing.
I did. What just happened?
Nothing happened.
Today's show is sponsored by Ethos Water from Starbucks,
helping children
get clean water.
Yes.
If you purchase one bottle of Ethos Water, every bottle of Ethos Water you buy, Starbucks will donate 5 cents to support humanitarian programs in coffee-growing communities, providing clean, safe water to those
yes,
in need.
And she is not a paid person.
No, I'm not.
For this.
I'm just saying that I spilled some water.
No, you did not.
Nowhere near anything. Oh, God. Nowhere. Mariah, how are you? How's the weather?
The tuition at Dominican University just went up.
That cost you an extra $10 per student.
Yep.
Gift.
Mm-hmm. Gift.
Esto es un regalo. Mariah, tell us. How are things in New York?
Things in New York are going fantastic.
You got a man?
You got a
man? You got a man? You got a man? You got a man?
I may.
Woo! Yeah.
Get it.
You never know.
I think we should go into a music break so that she can gather herself.
But you're still going to be on the phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Okay. Good. We'll be right back with more Nick and Mo, the alumni show, only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for Mariah's Love Life.
Woohoo!
What's up, sweeties and saloons? If you are just now tuning in, you're listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show on radio.dominican.edu. Oh my goodness, we're planning our after show festivities.
And I'm being really lame because, yeah, we're going to go eat, and then we got invited to go watch a movie tonight, and then Nicholas turns to me and goes, are you going to go? And I literally had just sat here 30 seconds in silence going, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not saying that I don't want to be social. I'm in such a different groove. Hi, Mariah on the phone. Mariah Tucker is calling in from New York City. New York City. Oh, I love you. But I'm awake. I will rally. I will go. I need to go back to my house and get money.
It's okay.
So
all is well.
Yes.
We can figure this out.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, whoa, Mo Soupy is being lame. Lame, I say? I cannot. Oh, if I could. Oh, If I could only swear.
If you are on Facebook, you can join our page.
Don't like
Facebook.com.
Don't like that status.
/ alumni show.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam. And Mariah Tucker, tell us about what is going on with you and your man or pseudo man or almost man or.
What is the deal?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. New York is great. I love it. Meeting new people, going and seeing new things, and
man,
I don't know. It's great. I love my job. I love it all.
No, forget that. I was going to say something else, but that's a swear word. No, yeah. Man, tell us, man. Where'd you meet man? Where'd you meet man specimen? Yes.
Oh dear.
Come on,
Korean barbecue? Like what? Greenwich Village? What?
What?
I just want details.
What are
details.
So details. I don't have details. You know that. A girl would never kiss and tell.
Mara's here. I have to open the door.
Oh, my goodness. Mariah.
Okay. So.
Really?
I don't know. It's all. Oh, my gosh. I'm in the dark. I tried to get to a spot that has better reception.
Girl, okay. Okay, so okay. Tell me about this man. How did you meet him?
Everyone just meets. You meet people at all random places.
Okay, you're beating around the bush. What? Okay, how did you meet this gentleman? Was it you went to a bar and you saw him? Did you meet him online like most of America?
I did actually just run into this person in an actual location in a bar, and we're seeing what happens and getting to know each other, and it's great. And you never know.
Okay. That's fair. And how long have you been seeing him for about, would you say? Oh my God, Mo. Mo is rearranging the furniture in the studio, so if you hear that.
I met in New York.
He is the first person that you met in New York.
Second.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I was slightly distracted because Maureen is getting feng shui in the studio and is rearranging pieces of furniture. So if you hear things being moved about, it's Mo just being animated and loud and moving pieces of furniture.
My butt grazed against the wall foam pad. Stu, you did not hear that.
Girl.
Stu, you did not hear
so
that.
So rough. This is why you have exit B. right there. Okay. She was saying that this gentleman that she met was the second man person that she's met while she was in New York, and she just moved there within the last February.
I'm going on my third month in my apartment.
Oh my We moved around the same time. You moved there and then I moved into my place.
Well, no, you moved to your place because remember I saw it before I left.
Yes but it was still around the same time.
Yeah Just, you didn't even have, all your furniture yet.
Yeah, it was rough. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I'm happy for you. Does he make you happy? What was the last thing that you guys did?
What was that? When was the last time I saw him?
Yeah.
I talked to him today.
Okay.
FaceTime would be the last time I saw him, and that would be yesterday.
Wait, you met him where? I missed this part while my butt was
grazing.
In a bar. Oh, in a bar?
At a bar.
Woo!
Yes. And, he's something special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How was your first date? How was your first date?
Really good.
That's descriptive.
You're being lame. Is this the 3-hour time difference that's happening?
Yeah.
You know, if it's a 3-hour time difference that's happening, that makes it only 10 something in the evening. Mariah Tucker, you are better and juicier than this.
I went off early to go to church this morning.
Oh, don't be all grandma. Christian-y on us.
Abuelita.
Abuelita.
Wake up.
Man.
I'm awake.
Okay.
Well, okay, how about this? Was this man, this gentleman deserving? Was he a gentleman, first of all?
Yes.
Okay, next, is he deserving of a second date, or was there already a second date?
There may have already been a second date.
Oh, did you do something awesome?
No, I am a lady, and sometimes you need to wait for those things.
What's your threshold? Like five dates, 3 dates?
Yes. How did you, Mo-tastic? How did you know those things?
5 or 3? I tossed off.
What's your threshold?
5 is good.
I love it.
Is this like 40?
You need to wait for 5. you know, I'm a 5-day girl plus, you know.
Is there a formula? Is there a formula?
Yes, 5 dates monogamy, you know. I'm taking the Patty Stanger course of love.
Well, okay, let's take a moment. Nicholas went to do something. And but Mara, my friend Mara Kugelmus is in studio. Mara, say hi. Mara is, we met her at a bar. I met her at a bar. As Nicholas says, I only get one golden ticket a day about meeting new people because I have too many damn friends. Oop, I swore. Oops, fire me, Stu, fire me. Mariah.
Hello.
Hello. So, Mara is awesome. She and myself and I'm assuming Nicholas are also in the single set. Are you in the single set, Nicholas?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Of course.
So, Mariah, I am very excited about this venture. I like the 5-date rule. God knows I last 5 hours on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
If it's even a date. That's no tea, no shade. I'm just saying.
Girl.
Well,
girl.
You know, sometimes when there's a difference between you're looking to date and then, like, when I get my career, I'm ready to settle down and I have my job, I have a career. So now I'm actively, like, next step. But not to, like, you know, settle and not to complete me, but girl, to, like, be part of my life and part of my happiness.
Mm. Way to be. Mm-hmm. Way to be.
Oh, my goodness. But I need to be in a relationship sometime soon. It's kind of bad.
Let's put it out there into the universe, Nicholas.
All gentlemen that are interested in dating. Hit it up. Hit me up. Okay.
you got to have a car so that you could get to Marin.
Oh, yes. The five non-negotiables.
Yes, the 5 non-negotiables.
I don't know if you ever heard this, what we talked about in studio, Mara, and for those who are first-time listeners, hopefully, we have created in the first earlier seasons, mm-hmm. like second season, wasn't it second season?
I think it was second season, yeah.
The 5 non-negotiables. I think actually Mariah was in studio for this discussion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think I was. Yes. Because I brought it up. I was like, you have to have certain non-negotiables.
Raya, why don't you review for our listeners what those 5 non-negotiables were?
For myself?
No, the ones in studio and then for yourself. Well, basically for yourself. No, forget it. For yourself, and then we can talk about that.
Job. Mm-hmm. At least, if not themselves educated, have a understanding and appreciation for education.
That's right. You don't have to get a degree to get in my but you have to have some passion and motivation to be able to pay for stuff.
Yes.
Like, wow, that made me sound like a gold digger. Oh, well. Anyways, go on.
And I am a very religious person, I wanted someone who is spiritual at least and who, you know, we can support each other through our faith. Close to our family, and I wanted no baby mama drama.
Nicholas is gonna repeat.
Yes,
again, those were Mariah's non-negotiables.
These were our top five
for Nicholas and myself.
Top five. Number one, and these are in no real order, but must all be present at some time during the dating situation.
Must be present to win.
Okay.
Just saying.
Number one, you have to have a car.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is real important. I cannot be, you know, dealing with that public transportation stuff.
The car is not as important in New York, but I get it for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was number one. Number two, you have to have an education or appreciation for learning. Okay.
Yep.
Number two.
Not learning my body, but learning.
Learning my body. Other things. Oh, yeah. Give me a degree in life, girl. Yeah. Okay, so that was number two.
Number three. Oh, my God. This is what happens when I exercise.
Okay. Number three. You have to have a home / apartment / living space. Living space does not count as, you know, cardboard box up in the alley, girl.
No, and
I'm talking about with
and
power and water.
It doesn't also include,
No one's couch.
No one's couch.
That's right, Mara.
Living space.
Room is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Renting a room.
Yeah, I rent a room.
Yes, totally appropriate.
Fine. But do you not couch surf.
Also, no such thing as I live on a sustainable co-op farm commune / organic sustainable situation where I raise chickens. No, that does not count. Does not count. No, none of your pseudo Amish with technology ways.
Girl. Ooh,
I've been watching a lot of reality TV.
Ooh, wee, I can tell. I'm just going to rub your back, girl. Go ahead. Okay, number four. You have to have a job, girl. No nickel and diming it, homie. I need you to pay for my bills, girl, if it comes to that situation.
Pay my telephone bill.
Can you pay my automobile?
If you do that, baby, we can chill. Okay, we're done.
Seriously.
Where's my water cap? Did I lose it when I tossed water in here like I was?
She was tossing water. She was splashing all over. Oh, wait. No.
I was I not.
No, no.
I was.
Nothing. Nothing happened.
It was all right. Awesome.
Sorry. Number five. You have to have a dog.
A dog?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So we did. Okay.
We had a long debate.
There's a reason why. Because previous to this, there was an episode where. I don't know if it was someone Nicholas was seeing or about to see or it was someone I was about to see, but we talked about men, straight single men, or just even men in general that owned cats.
As opposed to a dog?
Yeah. Yes. Who wants to date a cat lady, let alone a cat man? Cat man. No.
No.
So there's nothing wrong with a cute kitty cat in your house.
There's only one room for one type of cat. And that's my cat.
Oh,
with a bow on it. Ooh. I'm just saying.
My word.
I was going to use another word, but that's way too
well,
expensive.
Hello, kitty. Well, I can't be dating
a
guy with a
cat. I was trying to think of that word, too, but see, it was kitty.
I can't date a guy with a cat because I'm allergic to cats. So
I thought you were allergic to fish.
Well, both. Go
like
figure.
Fish?
No.
We're just like
consuming fish.
I cannot consume fish. I can't. Put it in my mouth.
Get it?
Because
you can't.
Or swallow fish.
You can't eat fish.
It just doesn't work.
I can't eat fish too, and I'm Asian. I can't do that. I can have sushi.
Oh, girl,
I have no words for you. If you want a list of these non-negotiables, you can go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/alumni show.
This is going to be rough.
Yes.
Rough episode. It is only 7:21.
Oh, my.
Oh, I'm going on to dating.
Yes.
Can I say?
No, you can't. No.
Marbar over here in the corner, and I would love to know, Mariah, if you even forayed into this, because I don't know if you even did. Online dating.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, we went there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about it?
Mm-hmm. Were you doing any online dating while you were in New York before you met Mr. Awesome, Mr. Good Bar in the bar? We're just going to call him Mr. Good Bar. Because he's good and you met him in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did, in fact, have a couple on my profile, but I wasn't actively pursuing them. They were kind of out there in the universe. And did go on a couple dates with one gentleman from there, and he turned out to be a good friend, but not... the chemistry wasn't there. But I'm all for online dating because it's hard to meet people and you don't know really where to be, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and a friend basically pulled me along to a meetup at a bar, and that's the rest might be history. You never know.
What about you, Marbar? How is online dating in the last week that you've gotten? Well, yeah, that you've been back on. OkCupid.
I think with online dating,
eat the microphone.
Eat the microphone.
There we go.
Oh yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, grab it.
That was okay. That was totally legit.
Grab it by the base. There you go. There you go.
Okay. I know it. I know it tends.
Yes, it's
to,
beautiful.
To f-
it tends oh. to go limp.
To go limp. There we go.
There we that's go. Better. That's and beautiful. Shine.
You have
yes.
the magic touch. You got the magic.
Speak right
touch.
Into it. There you go.
Okay.
Hi.
So I forget that there's things you're not supposed to say on radio.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, that's your dirty mind.
Okay. Yeah. Seriously, we're talking about a microphone.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marbar.
As you were saying.
Hold
as
it.
As I was saying. Well, no, I think it depends. I have never loved online dating. It is very frustrating. I feel that people hide behind the internet in terms of putting up profiles, and you can you get to think about what you're going to put in your profile and what you're going to say. And honestly, I've met a few people from online, and about 95% of them are married. Boo.
Boo.
No.
And in the age of technology where I can put your name into Facebook and you and your wife and children pop up as your profile picture, not okay. So even before meeting someone, you can figure this out.
You catfished yourself. That's right.
Yes, girl.
It's not good. But in terms of, I think in larger cities, like my brother was in Manhattan. He was in New York. Mm-hmm. He met his wife online. Yeah, he met his wife online on Match.com. They met, again, I guess they had been like on, you know, each other's profiles or whatever. They met at a bar and they've been married. It'll be 3 years in November.
Wow.
And she's lovely. But it's a huge city. You're not going to meet people traditionally unless you are out at a bar, at an event. It's different. In Marin, oh Jesus. For one, you end up getting people you already know mm-hmm. that are in your match profile. You're like, right. Well, hello, I would date these people that I know already if I wanted to, but why are they ending up in my little match profile?
Right.
Or there's the other issue where people are just dishonest.
Right.
I don't know. It works for, I have friends that have had really great success and I say, good for you. I hate it though. I would rather go to someone's party or with friends and be introduced to someone. Mm-hmm. I think that's whenever you get like a friend endorsement of someone else mm-hmm. is a little bit easier than the online stuff. But that's just me. I don't know. Also, I come with two children.
There's a lot right there because I think that's right. I think like in smaller areas like Marin, you just need to put yourself out there. But now I'm in this huge big city and so they're, I think the bigger the city or the bigger the area you're looking in, the more online could help.
Well, it narrows it down for you. You still
gotta put yourself out there. Get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Mariah, when am I gonna come see you so you can introduce me to some of your gays?
Get out here because New York Pride is one weekend and the very following weekend is New Jersey Pride and it's on the shore and it's gorgeous and it's amazing and I'm really excited.
How long are you going to... I know you moved to New York, but are you going to stay in New York just to finish your program, or are you staying in New York?
Well, I always said that I didn't truly believe New York was a forever move, but I love it out here, and my dads are out here, and it's starting to feel a little bit more like home, but I don't know. You know, time will tell where the winds will blow me next, but I will always call California home, and I mean, I already have a trip planned for this summer. I'll be out there for about 2 weeks.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right, Mariah.
Mm. Oh my goodness!
Well, are we gonna have some Mariah goodness? I'll even travel to the peninsula if you can't trek up to Marin. I'll travel down with Nicholas in tow to the Matio.
My car is currently parked on a street in Flushing right now.
Yes, yes.
Flushing, Queens.
Yes.
That's so nanny of you. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
On that note.
I'm sorry.
We're going to take a break, y'all.
And then Nicholas gets to choose the next topic because Mo is absolutely failing. You are currently listening to radio.dominican.edu's Nick and Mo, the alumni show, the final episode of season 4. Hopefully, we won't mess it up so much that Stu will actually want us back for a season 5.
Oh, yeah.
When you come back, you will still be listening to Mariah via telephone from New York City, and Mara Kugumas in studio, my friend that I met at a bar. See, there is hope.
Indeed, there is.
There is.
We'll be back with more craziness after this short break.
Kitten got your tongue tied in knots, I see. Spit it out, cause I'm dying for company. I notice that you got it, you notice that I want it. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, sicker than the remix. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it, take no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. DJ, what you waiting for? Oh.
What's up, sweeties and spoons? If you are just now tuning in, you're listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, on radio.dominican.edu. Maybe oh my goodness, we just got into a whole feud.
When do you feel driven? And I know, Mariah, you don't live in Marin anymore, but there is, for those who are not familiar with Marin County, it is located north of the Golden Gate Bridge. It is across the way from San Francisco. People in Marin like to think that they're northern San Francisco, but they're not. They are not.
Yes.
And we were just discussing that after the show, you're going to go to Applebee's, where we usually eat. And Mara and I were talking about how last couple of days we went back to Applebee's and it was not a pleasant experience, where we waited 16 minutes before anyone even said hello, gave us silverware, gave us menus, gave us water, acknowledged our presence. Period.
My question, wow. was it busy?
Not particularly. I mean, it was a night of...
It was the tail end of the Warriors game.
Yeah, game 3.
And okay. It wasn't like super packed. It was the usual... It looks like a typical...
It was a Friday night.
Yeah. Okay.
It was normal.
But not every table was packed. I would understand if every table and every bar seat was packed, but it wasn't. And they had adequate amount of waiters and waitresses. They weren't short-staffed.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's horrible.
But our usual folks aren't there. We didn't see a Joe. We didn't see a Laura Ann. I didn't see a Kendra.
You know what? Side note, I haven't seen Kendra in a while.
I think she got a new job.
Yeah.
She was leaving when I was getting ready to leave.
She talked about it. I remember her mentioning she had a better deal.
But, not even, it was just really weird. So, I can understand if, like I said, all I want is just an acknowledgement.
Right.
It failed. Mm-mm. Super failed.
Yeah, I was out to dinner with a friend tonight. It was like Linner, to be real.
And Linner, I love it. What's Linner lunch slash dinner?
19 cent tip because he never acknowledged us. We had to get other people to constantly get him to come to our table.
Do you want
to
know how I ordered at Applebee's? And I hate doing this. The only reason why someone actually came at 16 minutes was because they delivered our food because I ordered it via the kiosk. Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like ordering the kiosk. I don't even like touching it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I have
really rare
kiosk
for you.
Phobia.
For you.
Oh,
yeah, I like people.
Yeah,
human touch.
So I have to share a really funny story, really quickly.
Yes, please go right ahead. I'm just getting all like
thing you're talking about.
No, I'm getting all Marinite angry. So please
go
diffuse it.
Please.
So, I'm sitting in my living room and looking outside at the random street that I live on, and there's my car's parked across the street, and there's space in between my car and the car behind it where another small car could fit.
Yeah.
A man just drove down the street, stopped like you can a parallel park right next to my car, got out, went to the bumper of one car and pasted out to my car to find out if he could fit or not. And then drove off.
Paste it?
Like foot, like, no. You know.
Like foot, like in front of foot underfoot. Figured yeah. out the pacing space.
Yes, yes. Like if you had a, you know, 12-foot
yeah,
car.
Yeah, he put his foot down and then like direct, you know, did the whole heel-toe step to see how long the spot was to see if his car would fit. And I think it probably could have fit, but I think he was scared. And in New York, you can't be scared because that's why there's bumpers, I've learned. They're really just there so that your car doesn't end up in your trunk.
Love tap.
Love tap.
It's cool, man. Yeah. Love tap, as long as there are no love scratches.
Oh.
Exactly.
It's cool. I know evidence. You and your love taps.
No evidence.
But people have these things on their license plates that, like, stick out.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a shelf. So it's, like, on their front and on their back bumpers. So that it's, like, if you tap them, you're really hurting your car, but you're not hurting theirs.
No, I remember when my brother had to take his driving test
again
in New York. And it's crazy because you have like double parked, triple parked cars. You have, you know, cab drivers speeding on by, the police, everyone and their mother around. It's intense. I would have anxiety driving in New York City.
I refuse to drive into the city, but I'll drive in Queens and Brooklyn.
Oh my God, they exist. Bumper protectors. And you can get them polka dot.
Oh man.
Oh man.
You just looked
them up. No, yeah. No, I didn't do it. Nicholas looked it up.
I put in bumper protector East Coast on Google.
Just bumper protector. Just do East bumper Coast. Protector. Because see, for front, see, cars.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah,
oh,
that's those ugly. Things. That's right.
Oh no, girl.
They look like strap-ons for your car. Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
For your car, not anything else. For yes. your car. It's an accessory for your vehicle.
For your coche.
Yeah. Speaking of coche, I, man, you know when you know it's summer when in the neighborhood, and I feel very suburban Marinite mom, even though I don't have a van, nor kids, nor own my own home in Marin, but I like to pretend. In any case, I got one of those summer recreational center, community center catalogs. You know the ones.
Yes.
Where it's like, yep. You can go swimming for $16 a week or whatever it might be. And so there was at the, for the Tamalpais High School District, there are three high school locations. They're doing community classes. And there were two that piqued my interest. Are you ready? They're both, one is a 2-day course to get a certification. And then you do that. It's the skills and the education for it, but you still have to take the state exam to become a notary in the state of California.
Do it.
It was only like not even $70 just for it. Cause you need to actually take this
then
course.
Then I would know where to go for all my notary needs.
Absolutely. I already can do weddings. I might as well just become a notary. So I'm going to do that 2-day course. For those who are interested, I will put the information up later on our page, but I think it's fun. I mean, it's not at the community college. I've never taken a community center, community like course.
They're a lot of fun. I did a watercolor class through one.
There's one where there's knitting over the course of 6 weeks. Beginners are welcome. I'm like, oh, that's exciting. The other course is 6 weeks for 2 hours each week, level 2 intermediate conversational Spanish. For those who want to practice their verb tenses. This is only useful if you have some Spanish knowledge. Basically, if you can order from a taqueria, you can totally take this course.
Taqueria.
And it's like not even $90. And I was like, that's cool. Book materials, $5. Fantastic. Do you know how much this course would be at like the community college? Oh, man.
A lot.
Forget that.
Well, forget it.
Hello, look at Dominican. When I was there, it was $1,500 a unit.
Oh, it's gross. Nicholas, stop touching my weenus. Stop it. We are in studio.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Well, I was waiting.
I don't know what you're touching, Nicholas, but on this end of the phone, it sounded like something that's not supposed to be said on television or on radio.
On television. Weenus is...
Your elbow.
The skin on your elbow.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that's so not what I heard.
Yeah, weenus. Weenis. We know.
Whatever happened to doing the video blog while you were on the air?
You know, maybe, don't ask questions.
Maybe that'll be a goal for season 5.
Yeah.
We have many goals. First of all, this show was only supposed to be 1 hour, one semester. That's it. We've already rolled into an alumni show. Please, child.
Yes.
We have surpassed many goals.
Yes, we have.
Season 5 will be a vlog. If Stu will grant us a season 5.
Yeah.
Because I basically got all wet in the studio. It.
He asked me about it. Oh, wow. He asked me about this the other day.
What did he say?
He was like, are you going to do season 5? I'm like, I don't know.
Is it popular still?
Yeah, apparently.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
I listen every week from New York.
Well, bless your heart. We
okay. I turn it on every week.
Okay.
Hey, that counts. Hey, that's a body. Yes. Mara listens to it from her smartphone. So, folks, you can listen from your smartphone.
Yes.
My friend Anthony from San Mateo listens from his smartphone.
But maybe we can actually do a weeknight this time instead of a weekend.
Yeah, not a Sunday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But it'll be fierce. Season 5 always seems to be fierce. Maybe it'll be season 5 fishy fierceness.
Are you gonna dress in drag? Yeah. Oh, the middle vlog.
You could go season 5.
Can you do me up as a faux queen?
I could.
Because that exists.
My makeup talents are getting pretty good.
Because a faux queen is a woman that dresses up like a drag queen.
Yes. Speaking of drag queens in season 5.
Mariah, Mara, do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
I've watched one episode. That's it.
Would you watch more?
Is there incentive?
I have it on DVR. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Okay.
Of course you do.
Yes.
Mariah, have you been up to snuff with this season?
I'm a little up to snuff, but I'm just not happy with the people on the show. Like, I'm so over RuPaul's bad sorority housing project.
What?
Go on.
I think the gay man within me cried a little bit.
Keep going. Well, elaborate.
See, I love the concept, but it's like, of course, on a network that like 4% of the human race gets. And then it's all the little petty catfights remind me of like a sorority or like the all-girls floor in Pinafore.
This is just a male version of Beverly Hills Housewives or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
Yes.
But not Beverly Hills. We have to go to Jersey because Jersey actually knows how to lay it down and fight.
Do I have to, like, put my hair bump as high as possible, like 6 feet tall?
Yes,
like
girl.
Like Snooki? Well,
yes, the higher to heaven you are, the higher you are.
Wow. Is that real?
Yes, girl.
Oh, God.
Yes.
All you need is a Coke can. You're fine.
What?
Someone send me a Coke can, please? Like, the Giants. Like,
no, girl.
You're joking.
No. No. Never.
I'm shocked.
Never in life.
Mm-hmm. I can't get it out here, and I really want one because we all know that I'm the biggest Giants fan ever. And yes, Mo, you can put a Coke can in your hair to make it a bump.
My mouth is gaped open in studio.
Won't be the first time.
Shush your mouth. Shush your mouth.
Clean them first. Oh. So that, you know, no bugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Okay. What were we talking about before I got really distracted by?
Okay, so season five
RuPaul's Drag Race
okay. is going to be wrapping up next week. And we're down to the final three queens.
Yeah.
Jinx Monsoon.
Who's a quirky queen. Quirky campy show queen. Oh yeah. She'd be the first drag queen on Broadway.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Roxy Andrews.
She is thick and juicy.
Thick and juicy. And Alaska.
She's just Alaska.
She's Alaska.
There's no other way.
AKA Sharon's boo-boo. Sharon Needles boo-boo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been following all season. I've been following all, you know, every season.
I mean, and if you haven't, honestly, if you wake up early in the morning, Logo plays it on repeat.
Yes.
Every morning.
Yes.
Every morning, every weekday. I don't know why.
It's
but
deep.
Mariah's right. If you don't own, because you have to subscribe to Logo or depending on your cable or satellite provider. However, you can catch up with, God bless the people who illegally rip it off of YouTube, or you can get it on Hulu, I'm sure. I don't know.
Actually,
it's not on Hulu.
No. Actually, at 12 midnight, so the Tuesday morning after after the show. Do you can go on logo.com.
What?
And you can find it on there. And they have Untucked afterwards. It's they're both on there.
Untucked is the 30-minute special right after the 1 hour episode of RuPaul's. I know, right? RuPaul's Drag Race, where they literally talk about behind the scenes and the
how they got to the show.
How they got to the points. Show points for that episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they untuck in the Interior Illusions.
I didn't realize how far you have to pull that. I didn't learn the method until I watched. I think it was the episode where they had the veterans from the Marines, Navy, etc., from military men who were gay before Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed. So they served our country, they did their due diligence, and they were gay. And the task was for the queens to basically have them be queens themselves. Those military men. So
they're
make
supposed
them
to be
queens,
drag sisters.
So they had to dress them up and stuff?
Yes. They got the like most burliest, butchest men.
And I learned about the tuck portion because I knew they had to tuck, but I didn't know how far they had to tuck.
Yes, girl.
And they described it.
You get, okay, cool.
BBC about it.
There's basically spaces in the male groin area where they're pockets, so things can kind of do a bloop, like right in. And then you grab the other things and you just pull up.
That sounds really painful.
And then you use duct tape.
Duct tape. What was their sponsor? The bro tape. What was it?
I don't remember.
A sponsor specifically.
Okay, but more people should understand that it would be easier and be less painful later if people would start using bondage tape instead of duct tape. Because bondage tape only adheres to itself.
Well,
that is, it really depends. That makes
you,
a good point.
Sometimes you don't even have to, you know, really use duct tape or to tuck really, you know,
sometimes
really
you
detailed.
Just need a good pair
you
of
just
bangs.
Need some padding and you layer that. Mm. You layer it and layer it and layer it. Yes.
Or just buy a good pair of spanks.
Good pair of spanks.
But either way, these men, man, they just blow me away.
They are the fishiest queens, man.
Who do you think is going to win the season?
I think Nikki LaRue should make an appearance.
Oh my. I am not on that
Nicholas's
level.
Season 7.
Persona.
Oh my. I am not on that level yet. Maybe one day.
You have to do some shaving, Mr. Hair Bear.
Yes.
You're a Hair Bear Care Bear.
Yes.
Thank you. I went there.
Maureen Mosubi.
No worries. Homie.
No.
Could do a segment on that. So. Like, full body waxing.
Full body manscaping.
Who do you think?
Oh, it sucks.
Who do you think?
Oh, my God.
Who do you think? Break it down.
Okay. So, what I love about Roxy Andrews is that she is Latina and she is representing the bigger girl. There hasn't been in the history of RuPaul's Drag Race a bigger girl in terms of someone who's thick like us, thick set. And she's curvaceous. There's also
lovable,
but she's also known as a pageant drag queen, and that's
it's very down south, Florida,
Southern Belle type
Texas,
of thing.
That's their type of,
so
of drag.
How it works is that it's literally what it sounds like. You know the pageant circuit, but imagine a pageant circuit for drag queens.
Oh, shit.
So it is that type of person. So she that's her thing. So that's what she's known for. Pageant queen, thick and juicy. Down and brown. That's all you need to know about Roxy Andrews. Okay?
Down
the next
and brown.
One, Jinx Monsoon. Campy, quirky.
Oregon.
And Oregon. Being from Oregon, that should just sum it up. Oregon, quirky, campy. Jinx Monsoon. The interesting thing about Jinx Monsoon is that in the history of RuPaul's Drag Race, the winner or the top three or the finalists, they there's something quirky about them that makes them lovable. They're not the typical, you know, I'm just a show beauty person. I'm just a dancer. No, there's something unique about their personality that makes them stand out.
Yes.
They're unique. That's all I can say.
They have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Exactly. The last one is Alaska. Mm-hmm. And his partner is
Sharon Needles,
a previous winner.
Yes, last season.
So they are life partners. The thing about Alaska,
I have never seen two queens together like that.
Yeah.
Deep.
Alaska
I want their closet space.
How do you describe Alaska? She's a little bit rough. Not rough, edgy. Like edgy. Edgy. Like
edgy.
Black, edgy, raw.
Yeah.
Very chicken tongue.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Sharp tongue.
Yes. Sharp tongue. Oh, she's so clever.
There's this there's this term in drag culture to read someone.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's to
artfully make fun of a person.
It's like a mini roast. But yeah. In front of that but instead of roasting in front of like an event or something, you're literally like, okay, read me. And so isn't it like listed on like Urban Dictionary.
It's like the old MTV show Yo Mama.
Yeah, Yo Mama. Nobody knows that except us.
No, I think the Jinx Monsoon should win just because of her name.
Yeah.
Hands down, best name ever.
Oh, an attack on one's credibility. Something that people don't do enough of these. Oh, no, not that. Wow, these definitions. We need to create a definition.
No.
Oh, we're done.
Let me see.
Read drag. Yeah. Drag. Drag-a-vag. Okay, we're done. We can't do this. We can't. Kiki. Lazy. Oh, whoa. All right, we're done
laugh,
here.
To giggle.
Basically, if we had to do our predictions, okay, my predictions, most predictions, Motastic's prediction is, originally I was rooting for Jinx Monsoon all season. I love campy queens. I love the idea that she's such a unique personality. She's just so fun and quirky. Oh my God. You think she's on drugs the entire time, but in a good way. And, but I have to say that Roxy Andrews, these last couple of weeks, has surprised me. And girl, this queen can move. She can dance. She has style and flow. And you know what? She is thick and juicy. I just want to take a bite. And I'm straight, girl. Hey, I admire those cans. And then the last one, though, I was so surprised. And you have to actually have watched at least the last three episodes to understand where I'm coming from. Alaska. My prediction is Alaska. Only because one of the tasks was at this last episode before the final vote and everything was to do a speech. And their mentor was Gloria Allred, this famous lawyer, to do a final speech as to why they should win RuPaul's Drag Race. And she was pretty consistent all season. She never went to the bottom two. She never lip-synced for her life.
True.
Never, ever, ever. Which is amazing. She avoided it all season. But her speech won me over. And all of a sudden, forget Jinx. Forget Roxy Andrews. I'm all in. I am all hands in to you, Alaska. You are my queen.
All right.
What about you?
You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Nicholas?
Oh.
That's my prediction.
In an ideal world, I would have to say that Roxy Andrews would win. Personally, I love Roxy Andrews. I live for her. She is flawless. Her makeup is, oh my God.
He just snapped in studio. There you go.
Bomb. Okay. Bomb. Every look that she comes out with is just amazing. And her
I
hair
have to
is
Google
laid.
Now.
Her hair
yes, please do.
Is laid for the gods. I'm telling you, she's just beautiful. I also have been loving Alaska. I think that Alaska's persistence, having auditioned for all five seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race, she finally just got on season five. But she's been an honorable mention every season up until now. So she's been pretty renowned in the drag world, at least, because she's been in at least top 10 for the last 5 years and as far as casting. And I think that, you know, she's great. Every episode, if you watch really carefully, she makes RuPaul laugh forever, every single episode. So that's great. I've never been a true fan of Jinx Monsoon. And and something about her, I just can't fall for her.
Is it
her.
Because she's from Oregon?
No, I it's nothing against Oregonians. I don't have Oregonians. Anything. I don't have
anything. Put a bird on it.
I just, something, I don't find her to be as polished as the other two. Or more than Roxy Andrews. Roxy, if I was to choose.
Attractive as a man, or a woman.
Yes.
That's the key.
That's beautiful. That is from Mara Kugelbus, who's gorgeous. Never really watched this season, but that is true. That's true. That is an opinion from America's public right there.
Yes. Well, I'm serious. Attractive man. Let's see.
Jinx Monsoon is not attractive.
Do you have the right one?
Is not attractive as a
do
man.
Do you have the right one? I want to make sure that you are seeing the right person.
Roxy Andrews from Florida.
Yes.
Yes.
Very attractive. Hold on. I'll show you. It's got to be.
However, I do think that in the past 2 to 3 weeks, Roxy has shown her true colors.
Uh-oh.
As a person, you know, representing America, gays of America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I understand that clowning on other queens is part of pageantry all of that. And that's really how the queens in pageantry get into each other's heads.
How come the internet hates Roxy Andrews? Can you click on that?
Which one? This one?
That first one.
Because Roxy really picked on Jinx Monsoon for the past 3 weeks. This past episode was the real teller. And
I don't like Alaska's look.
Mm. Alaska?
It's a little Lady Gaga gone bad.
It's all about personality.
Okay, so. The girl on the phone,
Mariah.
Sorry, wants to throw in 3 seconds of Alaska to win because she's worked her butt off, and that's all that really matters. And if they were judging on all around performance, that would be it. But they always pick the one you don't expect them to pick, and it's been that way for every other season. And I had to throw that in because my phone is at 2%.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, we're about to end this episode.
Now?
So, I love
now?
You both, and I can't wait for season 5. And
what?
I will see you in July.
Okay, well, with your 2%, Mariah, can you do a final word? Because our usual thing is a final word. Oh my God, Nicholas, it is 8 o'clock! Okay, whatever.
Yes.
Mariah, final words and wisdom before we see you later this summer, but to our listeners.
Final thought for you all is that when you least expect it, life has a way of showing you the silver lining.
Okay, girl. I see you.
That's a mixture of Silver Linings Playbook / Wish Upon a Star.
Yes.
Just saying.
That. And, I mean, for me, it's just you never know what you're going to find in the world and, you know, it's a big, scary world, and I just drove across it just about 3 months ago, and
Mariah moved from across country from California to New York.
And it's amazing, and I'm happy, and we'll have to talk later off air.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
Oh, thank you, Mariah. You have a great night and
a good
week.
I'm going to go prep my coffee for the morning and
absolutely.
Take a shower and go to bed.
All right. Thank you for the mental images. Okay.
You have a wonderful evening.
I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye, darlings.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
8 o'clock? Really?
I'm sorry. What? What do you want me to say? 8:15.
That's okay. Yeah,
okay,
8:15.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to take a break then.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, play a good Britney song.
Oh, they're not all good?
Play my song.
I don't have
no,
it
she doesn't have pieces. She doesn't have pieces. She doesn't have pieces
yes.
of me.
But I do have some other good stuff.
Okay, what you got? One more song. We'll wrap up the show, and then we'll have, what song are you going to end the show on?
You'll hear it when we get there.
As I grab you.
Sweeties and Spoons, we'll be right back with more Nick and Mo, the alumni
the
show.
The last 15 minutes.
Yes, of season 4.
Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Stay tuned.
It's Britney, bitch. Display of affection.
the incredible Lago. The legendary Miss Britney Spears. And the unstoppable danger. You're gonna have to remove me. Cause I ain't going nowhere.
What's up, Sleeves and Swoons? If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, last 15 minutes of episode whatever.
Whatever. Season four. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Mariah Tucker, thank you for the last half hour or so being on the phone with us from New York City. And in studio, thank you, Mara Kugelmus, for being awesome while you're okay cupiding over there on your cell phone.
Yes, girl.
That's right. It's cool. The struggle is real.
Yes, the dating struggle is real.
The
world's
in
ruin.
So Nicholas came up with a fabulous name for the last 15 minutes of our show. Go ahead.
And it is the last day of school segment where we're going to talk about what we're going to do over the summer.
Why did you giggle like that?
Because it's awkward.
It sounds horrible. we're almost 30 and
Don't tell me this.
Nicholas is almost 25. We are almost 30.
Legit almost
30. Legitimate. Mara's turning 30.
I'm almost 25.
In July.
Oh, okay. Bless your heart.
Bless I know. Your
hearts. My dear. Oh my goodness. Ooh. Mo, what do you have planned for over the summer, over this break, this hiatus?
I'm assuming if we do go into a season five, it'll be in September.
Correct.
Okay, good.
September
All right,
to
so
December.
Between now until September, what or who will I be doing? Let's see. Yep. I thought you'd like that.
Yep.
All right, it is now... soon to be May. What happened to 2013?
I don't know. It's going by so fast.
It blinked, bam. Well, I will tell you in the immediate for May, I'll go month by month. May, there are four big things. One, May 4th on Dominican's campus in Guzman Lecture Hall from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll post it. But basically, Young Imaginations is hosting a free event. Donations are welcome. It says $10. Tickets, but honestly, it's free. We're going to do a photo booth. It's going to be a performance of two of our elementary school classes, one from San Pedro and one from Coleman, which is right around the corner. These are some cute kindergartners, second graders. They are a whole bunch of cuteness. We will have a bake sale. We will have a raffle. But honestly, we just want butts in seats. We just want to know that the community is supportive. Mm-hmm. It is the same day as Dominican Spring Fest. But hey, when you're wanting a break from the bouncy house, come by to Dominican's Lecture Hall. In Guzman Lecture Hall, second floor, from this coming Saturday, May 4th, from 2 to 3 p.m. The following Saturday, May 11th, is, I think it's graduation day, is it not?
I believe, no.
Or is graduation on Friday?
It's later in the month.
Oh. Well, anyways, May 11th, the Saturday before Mother's Day, is the Marin Human Race. And so Young Imaginations is participating. It is the 5K, 3.1 mile race that is held at the Marin Civic Center. So you can still apply or register to race on behalf of Young Imaginations that day. You don't have to raise money, but we just love to have members of our team. You can even volunteer if you're interested. Please contact me directly. Those two events that are happening in May that I'm really looking forward to. Also, I'm looking forward to the two Giants games that I'll be attending the next two Sundays. That's why we cut the season short by 2 weeks, because Mo had to go to a Giants game. So we have May this coming Sunday and then Mother's Day Sunday, after which I will take Kim to come down with me to San Jose to spend Mother's Day with my mama and my grandma. Some Filipino loving.
Go ahead, girl.
What? The exciting part is that this upcoming Cinco de Mayo game, we're gonna get a Romo bobblehead.
Go ahead.
I only look illegal. And the other one for Mother's Day, you get a charm/necklace for the Mother's Day game. So that's gonna be exciting too. In June, there are plans for me and some of my alumni friends to actually visit the two kids from the 80s. But not in Oxnard, but in Cambria for the weekend. So they're gonna come from Oxnard. We're gonna come from up here in Marin, and we'll pick up Stacey Helguera along the way in San Jose.
Okay.
And we will come to Cambria for a weekend on them. Well, not on them. It's Shannon's mom's it's their like weekend house or something. Long story short, it's going to be some alumni funness.
Beautiful.
And it's just going to be awesome. So there's that to look forward to in June. I feel like there's something else in June that I'm forgetting.
Pride.
Pride. Doesn't matter. June is, well, the summer, depending on where you are in the country, but June is known where the most of the prides, the hardcore prides, come into play, gay pride. So San Francisco's gay pride is in June. I know San Jose's gay pride is in August. I know that Long Beach also kicks off. Actually, Long Beach kicks off in May, does it not?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
But LA Pride kicks off in June because LA Pride is the same weekend as this last day of the AIDS life cycle from San Francisco to LA. A lot of my friends are actually training currently and going to complete it. It is 745 miles from, nope, sorry, I lied, 545 miles from San Francisco to LA over the course of 7 days on a bicycle. Wow. They're cycling. And it's really intense. They're going to be camping out in tents. Yeah, literally. And they're only carrying what they have. And so it's really exciting to know that, and all the money that they're raising, you have to have at least raised $3,000 in order to participate in this race.
Wow.
Yeah. This struggle is real, and it's exciting because when they cross that finish line in LA, it's leading into LA Pride. Woo!
As everybody's dead tired.
Woo! I just did 545 miles over the course of 7 days and spent my 7 days with 2,000 men in tents and cycle shorts.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to go roll up to, yeah, LA Pride.
Oh.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
My butt's exhausted.
But your calves are going to look great.
Absolutely, but my butt would be exhausted.
Oh, at least it's numb before.
July. Oh, July. Actually, sorry. That Cambria weekend's going to be in July. I apologize. But in July,
yep,
we have also, I'm going to be officiating my friend Ofek's wedding. Ofek Barilan, Horizon Son of Tree. That's from Hebrew to English. She was a Dominican alum. She is currently living in Wisconsin, but her fiance lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So she just asked me recently, because last weekend was Dominican reunion, if I could officiate her wedding. So wow. I was already going to attend her wedding, but now I'm officiating. So girl, the struggle is real. I'm dropping some weight.
Go ahead,
because
girl.
The date to this wedding is my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, joy.
But the nice one who wouldn't give it up to me.
Aww.
And I'm staying with him too.
Aww.
Aww. Also, okay, it is Marbar's 30th birthday, right? In, yes, July. Yes. July. Come on, get excited. Dirty 30. But guess what we are doing?
What?
We are going to see Bruno Mars in concert. Ah! Wow. For Mars' birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. It's exciting. August, what's happening in August? I don't know. Oh, I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to visit my life coach, Kristen, mm-hmm, in Anaheim. And as a reward for my getting my butt down there, there are two things that are happening. Number one, going to Disneyland. Number two, we're going to go on a 10-mile hike. And we're going to go on a 20-mile bike ride.
Oh.
That she's going to course out and map out.
Oh.
And try out before I arrive in August. So that's why I'm going to start running. And also, for those who might have a mountain bike to sell, I would love, maybe Nicholas can help me find one on Craigslist. I need to purchase a mountain bike.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
That I got all excited, then I realized August.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. August.
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 August. Also, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow. I wish that was more exciting. But other than that, you know, I'm just really excited for when you graduate from college and you are living on your own, and I know Mara understands this, when you're around, I know you didn't go to college with us, Mara, but I feel like this is college 2.0, where I am with some of my finest folks who were not there for my finest moments, but now we are young professionals and we are getting it done, mm-hmm, in Marin or in San Francisco, and I'm just looking forward to spending more time outside, hiking, climbing, you know, whatevering. And the man portion, not really a priority. What a priority for me right now is changing my community. I do have a job interview, not to replace Young Imaginations, but I do have a job interview, so fingers crossed, for something that's more political related. I'm going to dem it up hardcore this summer. Mm-hmm. Democrats United. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited about just doing some good work with some good people and doing some good changes, not only in my community, but within my own body.
All right.
And not in a sexual way. Although that would be bonus. Wow, we're going to get fired. We're going to get fired.
Only on Nick and Mo, the alumni show.
Hashtag the struggle is real.
Yes.
Hashtag we're getting fired. Wow.
It was nice while it lasted.
Hashtag TSFR. Nicholas, what are you doing this summer?
I mean, compared to all of that that you just listed.
Other than me.
I have nothing. I'm still developing my professional, you know, relationships and all of that stuff. Becoming a young professional up here.
Right.
So I'm trying, you know, still.
Tell them what you bought recently.
Oh,
tell them what you bought recently. Girl. Maybe post a picture or two.
Thank you for the pictures.
Sorry.
I've been on a buying spree lately. The other weekend I went and I bought $700 worth of clothing.
No, you have to describe what
professional
type.
Clothing. I went to the fat people store is what I call it.
I
bought
a big and tall.
Yeah, like a big and tall for men, because it, you know.
Are you tall?
No, I'm big though, but I can't be going into these stores and buying twink clothes. I need to buy actual sizes.
You went
here.
There.
I have to buy actual sizes here. You know, I can't be sewing together four or five pieces of clothing in order to get something that's comfortable for me. So I went and I bought some suits. I bought, you know, some shirts and different accessories.
Ties.
Oh, I have plenty of ties, but.
Bow tie?
No.
Are you ever going to wear a bow tie?
Long ties.
What if I buy you a bow tie?
No, girl.
What if I buy you a pre-tied bow tie, but
no.
It looks classy?
I'm going to look like a teddy bear. No.
Oh, my
I
God. Can't can you be my teddy bear?
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I want to stick a cassette in you.
I can't
love
do
Love me.
No,
love
no.
Love me.
No. Look here. Calm down.
Sorry. I got really excited. I'm like, I love bears.
Yeah, she does.
Even when I get to Galway, I really love bears. My ex-boyfriend. He was very cub-like himself, you know. I just really like men, even if they're like on the thin set. They have a little belly, like a pregnant worm. That's adorable,
ew.
You know.
What?
But sometimes
a
though,
pregnant worm?
You know, where they're like really
a pregnant worm,
you know, where they're
worm,
really
Maureen?
Thin, and then all of a sudden you have a belly, pregnant worm.
No, girl, that's not cute.
Basketball. That's better.
Anyways,
there we go.
All I'm saying is
pregnant
that
pregnant worm.
I've never heard
there
that
are
one before.
Moments though, because even though I do. Target in and I do this whole focused beeline to like bear like men, cub like men. There are moments where I stray and get really hot guys. And it's funny because it's nothing against me because I'm beautiful and I know this. I own it. I have a butt the size of Brazil. Okay.
I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. Oh yeah.
The point of the matter is there are some hot guys, 6'4", cyclist body type of men that I have owned. I'm just going to say that.
Girl.
Okay. That I've conquered. Okay. That
all
I've
right.
conquered with a Sherpa and some climbing girl and I climbed that Himalaya. All I'm
oh
saying
my God.
Is that the reason why when I surveyed them that they were interested in me, other than my amazing magnetic personality, was that they were butt men.
Oh, continued richness.
I know, right?
I love
richness
this.
For your everyday life. I was like, dude, is that how I bagged someone like you? Yes, I said that. And they're like, girl, you are beautiful and you're amazing. But look at that. You could just literally put that one Sir Mix-a-Lot song and they would just start reciting lyrics. And I'm just like, oh, you are more beautiful when you're not talking.
How do we get here?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. We're talking about her butt, and I was talking about my summer. And somewhere in between, there was a pregnant worm. I don't know what's going on here. I don't No.
Well, why are we in this room with padded walls?
Girl. Oh, my God.
With gradient stripes.
I'm so sorry. Sweeties and Sweets, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
If you're tuning in, you're listening to the last episode, maybe ever, of the Nicole Moe Alumni Show.
No promises.
Only here on radio.dominican.edu. Yes. Nicholas, what else are you doing this summer? Who else are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Summer?
I really want to travel. That's really my goal. I've been saying that I want to travel to LA. I want to go back to LA. Mm-hmm. I want to go up to Oregon and see Dan and his special friend. I want to see Dan.
You're
going to
call
friend.
Him his special friend. Don't you mean his boyfriend?
Dan and his special friend.
Why would you say special friend when he's a boyfriend?
Special
friend. Man friend.
Yeah.
Elevated man friend.
Yes. There
wow,
we go.
That's rough.
And I also want to go to New York to go see Mariah.
So all this summer?
Preferably during times of pride.
Yes. Time it right.
Yeah, because I want to be
does
able
Oregon
to
do
go.
A pride?
I don't
Portland
know.
Pride.
But could I know probably Washington
Eugene?
Does.
Eugene?
Yeah, Washington. Up there.
Sure.
Seattle. Yeah,
Seattle.
That's where it's at. So
coffee and fish.
I'm pretty much trying to, you know, even it out.
He doesn't do fish.
No.
Yeah, but Seattle's known for that fish market, that public Pike's fish market, as well as the first original Starbucks.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, and lots and lots of rain.
Oh, okay.
And Seattle's best coffee.
Oh, that's true.
Beautiful.
And garage bands.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Nirvana.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yes, so this is what I'm trying to do, especially if I do get the job here at Dominican. Mm-hmm. I will have 3 weeks worth of vacation.
Absolutely.
So,
and if I get that job with that, I'm not going to list it, but with the location that I'm interested in consulting for, then God knows that Mosubi
Mira Schuber
is going to buy a brand new mountain bike. Well, go ahead. And an iPhone 5.
Go ahead.
And an iPad.
Go ahead.
And a MacBook Pro.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be part of the Mac family again.
Hallelujah.
Without eating a Big Mac. No Big Macs here.
Go ahead.
Yes.
No.
Just saying.
Squirtles. Okay.
Squirtles.
Mara.
Oh, my God.
Squirtles.
What do you have planned this summer, my dear?
Other than Bruno Mars, because that's awesome for us.
Oh, dear God. Let's see. I have like a month-long 30th birthday celebration.
It's beautiful. Get
go
it, girl.
Go big or go home.
Right.
Yes, that's in the works. My kids and I are going to try to do some shorter little like weekend trips. Maybe go to Monterey. To the aquarium.
Yes. See some sea otters.
See some sea otters, the little tide pools. It's so pretty down there. So I think we're going to try to do that. And then I don't have any real big plans. It's going to be kind of a mellow summer.
What about finding a man?
It'd be lovely to find a man. That would be excellent.
We can go manhunting.
We can definitely go manhunting. I'm trying to coerce my trainer.
Yes.
I have a very, very sexy trainer. He's a little young for me, mm-hmm. but it's confusing because one of those things where I joke with him because we always listen to a specific playlist when we work out. Mm-hmm. And he said, he's like, oh, man, he's like, I'm in the wrong profession, meaning like he's not a rock star. I said, I'm pretty sure you're in the same realm as rock star, bartender, trainer, personal trainer. Like, just, you know, like you're hot. Girls flock to you. Like, shut your face. Of course, you're like rock star status. But he jokes with me, and I sometimes don't understand, like, that. Like, are we being friendly? Are we being serious? Because he knows I'm being serious, I think. I think we've established that. He was a little jelly about the Bruno Mars tickets.
Ooh,
and I told him, well, you can purchase your own and come with Mo and I.
Woohoo!
I was like, but you cannot replace. I'm sorry. That'd just be all bad. Yeah. So, That'd be lovely. I just would like to have a normal, like, first meeting, first date. Like, don't have crazy baby mama drama. Don't still be married. Preferably, you know, the 28 to 36 age years old range.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Mm.
You know, don't live with your mom.
The 5 non-negotiables.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we did not establish that you had to live on, like, separate from your familia.
Yeah, that's important.
It's important.
It's hard. I get that it's hard. Trust.
It is. The struggle is real.
But two people cannot be living at home.
No.
No.
Can't be
no.
happening.
One can.
One can.
But not both.
Not both. Pick or choose. One of you's got to
so,
move.
So Mara and I will have a goal of marrying up. I would love that.
All right.
I would love that.
By the end of the summer?
No. God, no. By an undisclosed date and time.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
But we've reached the end of the show, the part of the show where we do our final words of wisdom.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
We always do our words of wisdom.
That's very Barry of you there, Mo.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. And every Tuesday night at Nickel Rose on 4th Street.
On 4th Street.
3rd and B.
3rd and B.
3rd and B, my bad. We are going to do karaoke every Tuesday. Why? Mm. What are you doing that? What's his name? What is his name?
Fred.
Fred. Liani, if you're listening, we're doing that move that you do when we're at the bar. I'm putting it all over Nicholas. Whoops.
Everything. Trying to sing.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Wicked game.
Yeah.
Or I think we're alone now.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Please come to Nickel Rose on Tuesday nights. Come by 11 because sometimes Mo takes a long time. Whoa, don't put that near there.
And we are at the end of this episode.
Of season 4 of Nick and Mo, the alumni show, only on radio.dominican.edu. Before we roll into our final words, we're going to say this at the end, but this has been really a blessed 4 semesters. I know we took fall semester off while we were trying to transition and capture and chase after life and get Nicholas up here situated in Marin. And also during the fall semester, Nicholas and I weren't actually talking. So, hey, things can happen and things can change. Mm-hmm. But it's been amazing to be able to share each week or whatever day or whenever we decide to come in with you. This is an opportunity for us to share our lives with you, but also to have you share back with us what's going on in your life, your struggles, your triumphs, your successes, your challenges, and also your dating woes in Marin, because God knows is rough.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to at least preemptively say thank you before Nicholas does the bigger thank you. But it's really meant a lot, especially in this last year or so. To prep for this final season, I did listen back to some of our podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They were hilarious. Some of them not so much.
No, our fail ones.
But the fail ones that are like, oh, we're going to get cut.
We'll be better next week. We promise.
We promise. We're begging our listeners. Please continue to listen. Today was we failed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to find this mixed balance. But I just want to say from the bottom of this little Filipino's heart, thank you for listening. Over 10,000 listeners, new listeners in the last 4 seasons of the entirety of the show worldwide. You know, some of my relatives, some of Nicholas's relatives, some of the men that both of us have encountered.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have even called in and asked us out on dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and
air.
Me.
On the air.
Yeah.
Our tally is, you know, pretty even.
Yep. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. 1-1.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I forgot about that, too.
Wow. I cannot believe that. We're wrapping up our 4th season. It's kind of odd because this time, a few seasons ago, I had you in as a guest, and it started all from that. And so it's really great to see where we are and, you know, to be able to go back into our podcast database and to see where we were.
Some of them are
and
nuggets.
Where we are
Maybe
now.
We'll do a best of CD just for ourselves.
Yes.
I want to listen to us on in my car.
Yes. Oh my goodness. But
long road trips.
Oh God. Oh my goodness. And it started season 1 when we started talking about Nick and Mo's. Oh wait, what was it? What do we call them?
Adventures
of Nick and Mo.
Episode
blah blah blah. Oh, what was it?
Oh, what was it?
I can't even remember.
You did it in that funny voice too.
We find our everyday heroes.
Yeah, we would start off. It was like an episode. It was like a start off to like a Batman series or a comic book series. You know, you would be like, "The Adventures of Nick and Mo, episode number 152. We find our everyday heroes."
on the side of the road. Oh my God. Praying for the Lord.
We literally have met people in Payless. They've become our friends. They've come in studio. That's Ashley and Vanessa Rodson.
Rhode Island 1 and Rhode Island 2.
That's right. They're amazing. What else did we have? We had
Francisco calling in for some time.
And Nicole from yes. the Field of Bakers.
Yes.
Bakersfield. she used to be a regular call. Oh, and DJ Quizzical.
Yes.
Valerie.
Yes.
She came in. And then there was we also, oh, Matthew. GG. DJ G squared.
Yeah. DJ G squared.
And then yes. Choma 1 and Choma 2.
Yes. And Jahehe.
She's a senior.
Yeah.
And she's graduating. And she's going to take her LSATs. She wants to go to law school.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we've had some amazing people up in here.
And Mariah called in.
Of course.
And Miss Mary Kay Knight has been a longtime listener and caller. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Daniel has called in.
My gosh.
Man.
Oh, my friend Jonathan and my friend other friends from San Jonathan. Jose. Wow.
We've had some.
Oh, my ex Tyler.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
No da, 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 da. But oh my goodness, wrapping this up. We usually close every episode with words of wisdom, and we have a round table.
Round robin.
Words of wisdom.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, we usually have a round table.
Oh, and Tara. Tara.
Yes. Hello.
Oh.
Hello, my dear.
Tara was a listener. Oh, and Kim came into the studio too.
Yes.
Who else? Oh, Brian Sanchez. That's semester with Brian Sanchez.
Brian Sanchez.
Oh, and Avery Jaffe. Oh. Such wonderful people.
Yes.
And if we didn't list you, you know that we love you. Nonetheless, we had some amazing. Whoa, there's a bug in studio. There's a bug. Get it out.
There's an animal here.
Remember that episode? It was this semester. It was this season when I was locked out and I was tossing my keys to this window. I had to like actually walk on this ledge, throwing my keys. What did I break? I think I broke my lotion.
Your lipstick.
Your lipstick. My lip gloss ball.
Yeah, there you go.
My cherry blossom lip gloss ball. I'm shaking my arms in the air like I'm King Kong on the Empire State Building, swatting airplanes. Three, two, one,
go. Girl. So we usually end the show with words of wisdom, and we have a round table. I invite you to say any words of wisdom, last thoughts, anything to our listeners that you might have.
Oh, geez.
I know. It's a lot of pressure. We always make the guests go first.
You always make the guests go first because then you have time to think. Words of wisdom.
Oh, thank you, Tara. You're so cute. We must replace it. Get the basket for the lotion. Aw. Hearts and kisses.
Yes. Oh, goodness. I would say have fun. Be safe. Designated drivers.
I know mine. It's okay. Very simple.
Motastic,
ready? Because I already like let go of my heart. There's been a lot of crying on this show.
Yes, there has.
A lot of crying and a lot of self-disclosure about my history and everything. Mm. But this will sum it up, both good and bad, happy and sad. Are you ready for this?
Go.
Three words, and I really want you to actually put it on there as a Facebook status update for our show from my words of wisdom for this summer. Are you ready?
Go.
Make good choices.
All right.
You could use it in a funny way or a serious way, but just make good choices. You know you haven't lived until you witness someone that's political not make good choices, and the last words you say to them right before they walk off to do a speech, not being very sober, you grab them and go, make good choices, blankety blank blank. I'm not gonna tell you the name, but I'm just saying, make good choices. That's a highlight in your
Gavin
life.
Newsom.
No, he's a hot, but Gavin Newsom, let me tell you, Gavin Newsom, the 10 days that you were acting governor of California, when you made an appearance at the California State Democratic Convention, you had Soo Chin Park from MTV emceeing the event and DJ Spinderella from Salt and Pepper.
You're awesome.
You are awesome. Mm-hmm. And your hair is awesome.
Yes, he's lovely.
And thank you for being a customer of Cinemark Theaters at Larkspur. Because every time Kim sees you there, she messages me. And yeah, he does live in Marin. Hotness.
Make good choices, people. Make good choices.
Oh, yes.
Hashtag make good choices.
Oh, my goodness. I guess it comes down to me. And this one I always research. You know I always have my quotes ready.
You cheat.
Yes,
I do.
I'm sorry. You know what?
With that sounds script.
Like a that sounds like a personal
this
problem.
This show. That sounds like a personal problem. Unscripted, and you cheat.
That sounds like a personal
cheat.
Problem.
Okay,
my 2 cents for the rest of the summer, whatever. You are free at any time to take something you felt negative towards and turn it into a positive influence in your life.
Truth.
Yes, indeed. So, Sweets and Swoons, thank you very much for listening to season 4 of Nick and Mo, the alumni show on radio.dominican.edu.
Oh my gosh, we got the title right this time.
It has been so real. From What's the Tea with Nikki P to Nick and Mo, the alumni show. We are so happy and honored to be here every Sunday night.
And we will update the page about our happenings. And if we decide to go to Applebee's, we will tell folks and say, hey, we're going to be hanging out at Applebee's. To keep in contact with us during the summer, you can be friends with us. You can like our page, facebook.com/ Avery Jaffe taught
something
us.
Slash.
/. Alumni show.
Yes.
Alumni show.
Yes.
Nick and Mo, the alumni show on Facebook. Facebook.com/ alumni show. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. I feel like I feel like it's not the end of an era, because we thought it was an end of an era in season 3.
Yeah.
And then you brought it back. So it's revived. It's alive.
It is revived.
It's exciting.
It's alive.
Who knows? Well. Maybe in September. Shall we make some one prediction each?
Sure.
For September?
Okay.
Okay.
This is very
don't pull up your fake watch, you little pace. Yeah, pace.
What is your prediction, Mosubi?
May, June, July, August, September.
I predict someone will be in a serious relationship. But whom will that be?
Tune in September. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, or follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, I might have a drunken tweet or two or three.
Or three. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have something happy to report other than awesomeness. I feel that I will be 50 pounds down by September.
Mm.
Yes, that'll be a public challenge of sorts. I was going to say challenge, but that's not
challenge.
A word. Challenge. Makeup words. Challenge.
Put that on your schedule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
50 pounds down by September.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be done.
Mm-hmm. Very
good. Or else I will wag my tail and my head in shame into the studio.
Okay.
Again, falling over with my water bottle and my keys.
All right.
So, Mara, we're experiencing group healthier choices. That's how I'm going to encompass it as.
Yes.
Mara's prediction is someone, one of us, maybe all of us, will be in some type of serious relationship. I felt like I was about to hurl something. And Nicholas, what about you?
I would say that we're going to be in a very good professional place.
I agree.
But until then, Sweets and Swoons, join us on Facebook, facebook.com/alumni show. You can find our podcast from this season and past seasons on radio.dominican.edu. There will be more updates to come as we move forward into our summer and early fall months. Again, thank you for listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, every Sunday.
Maybe we'll get a logo. Maybe we'll have a live blog video. We'll have a vlog.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. We'll update you. Promise.
Promise.
Yes. Bible.
Oh my God. Totes. Bible.
Yes. Sweets and Swoons, wherever you are in the world, stay blessed. Some air. And Thank you for tuning in to Nick and Mo. Thank you for tuning in to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, here on radio.dominican.edu. We will see you next season for season 5 of Nick and Mo, the alumni show, here on radio.dominican.edu. You can catch our podcast of this episode and past episodes on radio.dominican.edu. And if you want any additional information, find us on facebook.com/alumni show. Wherever you are in the world, stay blessed. Thank you for listening.